And we now have with us U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. And obviously, Senator, I know there's been a lot of discussion about President Donald Trump and the firing of FBI Director James Comey. I wanted to get your take. I mean, there's a lot of people that, there's two sides, obviously, as there always is, but just some of your thoughts on what really happened there and what it really means.
Well, I think what really happened was that Rod Rosenstein, who was the Deputy Attorney General, he came on board, and one of his first duties was to take a look at the whole situation with Mr. Comey and the election, et cetera, et cetera. And he did that, and basically he said that in the last year, under Director Comey, that the FBI's reputation and credibility have suffered substantial damage. It went on in considerable detail. Personally, from my standpoint, the FBI director shouldn't be making any statement unless he's in a classified situation. That's always been the situation before, as opposed to being not only an investigator, but basically a prosecutor, and then a commentator, and then in the doing of that, really very bad timing in the election process, first one way and then another way. I think he just went over the lines of what an FBI director should be. I don't see anything wrong with him personally. It's just that I think that when you have the Deputy Attorney General, whose job it is to do that, make that recommendation, the President doesn't really have any other option. Now, had he waited until Mr. Comey got back from California and other things at a more appropriate time, when is the appropriate time? If he waited, he would have been criticized, you know, for waiting. But the timing was a little troubling. I think we do have right now a Senate bipartisan investigation into the Russian election tampering. It's ongoing. And both the Justice Department and the Department of Defense are conducting investigations. I think actually there are five investigations going on, one into the actions of General Flynn and others. I think the best way that we can restore trust in the competency of the FBI would be a swift confirmation of a new director. And that person should be impeccable. I mean, we had with Judge Gorsuch a judge that was beyond reproach. We were able to get some bipartisan votes for that. But right now, it would be very difficult to do that, so it will be up to the President and his advisors to find somebody that everybody would agree would be that person for the job.
It seems like everyone's a little nervous, and I don't care whether you're a, you know, President Trump supporter or not. I think everyone, I mean, this is an unusual step to take. There's no doubt about that. Any concerns, and as you said, he probably does need to pick someone else fairly quickly. Any concerns about being able to place trust in that person? And it just, I think the American public maybe is a little bit shaken about who can they trust.
Well, if you have an FBI director who says one thing and then says another thing in the middle of an election, and then basically gives false testimony, and is really performing like, what, J. Edgar Hoover or somebody, I don't think there's any question if, in fact, you have the Deputy Attorney General who passed the Senate, what was it, 90-some to 6, so he has impeccable credentials, of being a very good man, and that report, you know, comes in, you don't have much of an alternative except to move. I think it could have been handled in perhaps a better way, but we did that with Judge Gorsuch on the court, and I think even those folks who opposed him, for one reason or another, would say that he came to the bench with all of the right credentials. So if he can do that, and we could find somebody that, and I use the word impeccable, I'm not sure that there are too many nominees that are absolutely impeccable. They're, you know, you're going to find something wrong with, I guess, anybody. But he's got to make a strong nomination, and I'm sure they are looking right now and poring over the various candidates. As soon as he does that, why, and the Senate can move, if we can move. Right now, it's rather questionable because it's just a very partisan, you know, kind of situation. But it has been for some time, so we were slowly getting out of that, I had hoped, but this has sort of turned it back the other way.
Another thing that's a timing issue that's kind of odd, too, is, of course, he's welcoming Vladimir Putin's top diplomat, you know, earlier this week, and just at the same time this is all happening. And I've been hearing reports, I don't know for sure if it's been confirmed, but that Russian media is being allowed, but not American media necessarily. Is there any truth to that at all?
No. I think that what happened was that the Russian ambassador, it was a trip by Secretary of State Tillerson to go to Moscow, and then it was agreed that the Russian ambassador would come here, and he happened, that was already set. So he happens on the day that the whole situation with former Director Comey comes up, goes in to make a statement to the press. They were talking about what areas of mutual cooperation they could find between our two countries. Obviously, every question that came was all about Comey. And I think the Russian ambassador simply turned around and walked out. I don't know anything about the, you know, that the Russian press was allowed in and that our other press was not. I think it was a gaggle of reporters.
And I know we really need to move on. We have a lot of things to talk about. I have one question that's really been bugging me, though, for some time. And I know I keep thinking back to McCarthyism, and that was a whole different era. But oddly enough, back then, it was more the conservatives that were very anti, you know, communist, anti-Russia. And now it almost seems like it's gone the other way. I mean, we've both been around long enough to know a little bit of history. But any thoughts on that?
Well, I hope McCarthyism is dead. I think there that, you know, there is a part of the electorate, or there's just a part of folks in America that do not accept Donald Trump as president, and there are also those who are very much for him. I think the Congress itself is a reflection of the balkanization we have in the country, and I deeply regret that. We don't spend enough time really getting to know one another back here so much as, you know, voting and just voting the party line and then, you know, trying to, you know, call it done. You can't get things done that way. I don't care whether you're talking about a farm bill or the replacement bill for Obamacare or tax reform. Those are the three big ones. And I'm on all three of those committees, so we're really working very hard to see if we can't get some bipartisan support. But I don't see McCarthyism. I do see a little bit of, I don't know what to call it, but 2 weeks ago, had this happened, all the talk on the Democrat side was how bad a director of the FBI was because of, I think it was Hillary Clinton who had a press conference and said if it wasn't for the fact that Mr. Comey stood up again and made a public announcement, I'd be president. So here they were. I think that Mr. Schumer said that he should be replaced. Well, now he is. I think the timing of it was a little unfortunate, and the way that it happened was certainly very unique. But if you get a report like that, again, if he had sat on it for a while, he would have been blamed, and on the other way, why it was very sudden.
Well, let's move on. We probably spent way too much time on this. I'll give you a couple extra minutes today, in fact, because I know we did dwell on that. But a lot of things going on when it comes to agriculture. I know that you're real pleased with the delay of the organic livestock poultry rule. You can address that. I know you had a hearing recently, just all kinds of things going on, Pat.
Well, on the way out of the door, the administration, the previous administration, finalized another rather ridiculous regulation. It was one that could have forced organic livestock and egg producers out of business. Secretary Sonny Perdue, and by the way, he has been very active. He's all over the place. And I think he played a big role in changing the president's mind with regards to NAFTA to say, okay, we will renegotiate it, as opposed to terminating it, causing all sorts of problems in farm country. And I think that that will lead, hopefully, to a situation where we will have a strong trade representative and a trade team that we can start on these bilateral agreements. We have to sell our product. We're not doing that right now. But anyway, Secretary Perdue extended the effective date another 6 months so we can take a good hard look at that and see what is possible. I've been told there's going to be increased mortality among all of the all of the flocks, and then a lot of biosecurity measures would be compromised. To stay in compliance of that particular rule, many of our organic egg producers will either have to purchase more land or gamble with the safety of their flocks, and that was a bad choice. So we got some time to get that right.
I know, of course, the hearing in Michigan you had recently. Anything else at all you want to add today, Senator?
Well, in Michigan, we had 250. In Manhattan, we had 600, but they had a smaller hall in Michigan. And we had fairly good weather, and we had a good crowd. And we had about, 15, 17 different witnesses. And guess what? They said save crop insurance. Obviously, what's happened in Kansas with the freeze and then our prairie fire and then a really bad freeze, we've lost a lot of the crop. And so it's a poster child in one way on why we have a crop insurance program. So that was number one. Trade was number two. And then specialty crops was number three. And they're very big in specialty crops, and they are, gosh, they're into the production of all sorts of things. So it's a little different than our basic agriculture out home. That is the home state of the my partner on the other side of the aisle, Senator Stabenow from Michigan. So it was a good hearing. You know, we're doing our business. Everybody talks about these things that, you know, happened overnight and caused all the headlines, and that's all everybody can talk about. We are still working on the replacement for Obamacare. We're working on tax reform, and we're working on the Farm Bill. And it's hard work, but that's what we're working on, and I don't really have too much time to worry about the other stuff.
And again, we've had with us U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, and you've been listening to In Focus.